Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
The Netflix special, D.B. Cooper, Where Are You? Very entertaining. Graphically, by the way, wonderful.
And well done.
Excellent. I mean, it was really, that was sharp. And I think that they did a fair treatment of your theory in that special as sort of a part two of what you went through with the History Channel.
Right.
Were you unhappy in the end with what they included and what they left out?
Well, listen, Netflix knew exactly what their audience was, and we have to remember now. This, people under 55 are growing up on social media and not reading books, let's be honest. And so they took a show and decided to do it all about characters, not about the evidence. And that's okay. Right. For example, we had 106 pieces of evidence, only three. We're on the show.
That's
and
true.
So it was our word versus their word, the Cooperites versus our team. Let's be honest. Our team came out looking like the adults in the room. But I have a handful of things that I would like to have seen. I hope you don't mind, but I want to remind the audience, they should absolutely, if they want everything, there are 50 pages of endnotes in the back of the only Cooper book that has not won three awards for true crime. And again, I'm not complimenting myself. This is the team edited this.
Take a victory lap. I'm all about that. You have nothing to be ashamed of there. And I think that's again, it speaks to both your ability, the history you have in treating this subject soberly, and the fact that you've been doing original work on it, as opposed to so many other people who have like one piece that they bring to the puzzle,
right,
and they make a whole book out of it, and the rest of it's kind of backfilled from other things.
Exactly, and they all have their theories, but we have we have a 40-member cold case team and 106 pieces of evidence. Here's some I want to rattle off so that the public has an idea. DNA. We found DNA from his water bottle when we did the only confrontation with Mr. Axtraw in San Diego in 2013. And we confronted him. He left the water bottle. We grabbed it. We compared it to one of the six D.B. Cooper letters that were sent afterward. We brought the DNA to the FBI. They refused to accept it. Same thing happened with the digging up of the parachute. We were given the exact escape route. We were told to go down a particular canyon 10 miles in,
right,
10 miles from the nearest home, and what do you know? They did nothing when we handed them the materials. So that was the frustration. The DNA would have been great. There was handwriting matches. If you remember the second letter where Dan Cooper signed it, well, we brought in one of the world's greatest experts in handwriting, and he said this appears to be the same person. Again, nothing was done with that. One of my favorite moments, everybody said, well, your suspect never admitted it. Well, yes, he did. When we closed the case in 2018, a very smart reporter tracked him down and said, do you deny or do you admit you're Cooper? And he said for the first time at 74 years old, there's no denial whatsoever, my dear. Now, that wasn't on the show.
But let's highlight that thing, because I'm with you on the DNA thing. It's like, why not just do that? You know, that's weird to me that the FBI didn't do it. But when he said that, you know, I am reminded of other people that I've interviewed when I was doing reporting stuff, and they gave vague answers on purpose, partly because they like to yank the chain of the press.
Right.
Partly because they may have enjoyed the attention, and they were kind of, you know, in the subconscious mind wanted to continue to be in the spotlight, right?
Oh, of course. Oh, that was
or maybe,
Rackstraw. Oh, yeah.
Or maybe Robert Rackstraw had a slip of the tongue. And I'm not saying that. So what I'm saying is that wasn't, he didn't say, come out and say, yes, I'm busted, that's me. In a way that make you feel like, see, but I know why you infer that from what he said, but I don't. I wish that were more definitive.
That
response.
And I do too, of course, Ian.
Right.
And bottom line is, when you have 106 pieces of evidence all pointing in the same way, as one of our FBI guys said, you know, if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, and what was really, you know, another example is the codes. Now, some people say, well, you can put Bob SquarePants in that, and you can put anything in.
SpongeBob, yeah.
Now. No.
Right.
You had to be from Vietnam to know the language. This is the same code book that the Navajos used to fool the Japanese, and that's the same book. Well, if it worked for the Japanese, worked on the Japanese, why wouldn't it work for Vietnam vets? They had their own language, and we were able to break that.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess. The 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again. The First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances. And the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I have to say, so just candidly, I thought that was the weakest part. I know why you feel like that was stronger than perhaps most viewers. Having done a half dozen interviews on the subject before, I thought that part was a little bit like seeing, you know, clipper ships in clouds. But I'm going to put that aside for the second, because I thought some of the other thing I'd like to give you a chance to refute was the fact that they, for the first time, you know, you have in the course of your work, the flight attendant, look at that photo of Robert Rackstraw, your number one primo guy, and say, not him.
Well, that's not what she said. You have to remember, she said, I don't think so. Now, you should understand that two FBI agents in the early 80s tried to do books with Tina. And both of them said she would never be able to testify in court. She doesn't remember everything. And I'm not sure if you saw the FBI notes after our D.B. Cooper FOIA, the most important one, was Tina got all the way back to Minnesota and suddenly panicked and emailed the FBI agent, and we have the emails where she says, I forgot 10 exchanges I had with this man. I need to come back. And that's when the FBI literally said she is not remembering anything. And these two agents that really, really tried to get books done, they gave up, and they said she'll never be able to testify. Look, this is the compare what happened to them to a man putting a gun to your head in a liquor store. You have PTSD for the rest of your life. I interviewed all three of them, and being the son of a shrink, I'm no shrink, but I understand when people have lapses in memory, and I all three of them had issues. They couldn't remember. And so the fact Tina was shoved in front of the camera there, and first of all, they did a very, very poor test. We put down Billy Mitchell in front of six pictures, and he said, I've looked at thousands of these, and he pointed at Rackstraw.
Yeah.
Now, when we tried to do that, when Tina, what did they do? They had four pictures of our suspect and said, you know this guy? That would never be in court. That would never be a police officer. That's saying, here's the stacking of the deck. All these are the same people. Is this the guy you saw? And she even said, I don't think so.
Well, that's the thing. And then I flip it back on you. And again, Tom, I'm on your team, right? I mean, whether I agree with you or not, I think you did great work. So, but how do you work with that? How can you say, this guy who, you know, we all know that the fallibility rate of IDing witnesses. We know how many people have been pulled off of death row because somebody pointed and said, that's the guy, and that was all that they needed, the finger point, and suddenly somebody's, you know, looking at the chair. And so we all know that. So why is it that the person that you like who says, yep, that's him, why is it any different than when Tina Mucklow, the flight attendant, looks and says, I can't be sure, I don't think so? Why is it different?
All three stewardesses had PTSD, and that's after interviewing them, we talked about that. I would tell you it's a collective decision, everything from the handwriting matches, everything from the codes, everything from the parachute being where they said it would. And this was a cop that referred us to that 10-mile zone where no houses were and gave us the location. And she wasn't even married to the guy who heard the story of the buried parachute. We got it secondhand, and we found it. So when you add up 106-some-odd pieces of evidence all pointing in the same direction, and avoiding when you make mistakes, you reroute, as we did after 8 months, the team, look, has never been wrong. And now they're on Zodiac, now they're on Hoffa, and they've solved all those cases too.
Right.
They're phenomenal. So I will tell you that as just being the ringmaster, but being very careful and meticulous after 42 years, I trust these guys like brothers and sisters. And they are not liars, and everything they've presented, and when they don't match, we pull it out. You know, for example, one of my favorite things about the parachute. Have we talked about that, Ian? When we found what we thought was a parachute, but we wondered if it was a potato sack in the middle of the forest where we were driven to. Well, I pick up the phone, and what do? I call the head of forensics in Ventura County with the permission of the sheriff. And I call him, and I said, look, I have something in the ground where we were sent to, and it could be a parachute, but it could be a potato sack. And he says, you got a match? Yeah. He says, light it. I said, what? Yeah, take a strip of it. Try to light it. Well, it smoldered and dripped. And he said, that was dunked in protective, what do you call it?
Like a resin?
No, dunked in non-flammable material. That's what they did back in Vietnam. And they did it in Korea, too. They didn't do it in World War II. That's why the parachutes always caught on fire. But in those two wars, that's what they did. They dunked it. And he said, you have a parachute. No potato sack. Nobody would spend the money on doing a retardant on a potato sack.
Right.
And that's exactly where we were sent. So when you add all these things up, Ian, there is a collective pointing in one direction. And I will also share with you something you don't know. The book was bought. Guess who bought the book? Robert W. Rackstraw. Robert Rackstraw made notes and notes and notes in the book. And you know what he did? He went online. And by the way, we know he has the book because we found it on Amazon when he bought it. Mm-hmm. And what he did is he went online desperately seeking attorneys so he wouldn't be uncovered. Six attorneys, and I have all their emails, and I have all his desperate requests offline. And we looked at them, and every one of the attorneys backed out. In fact, I have a half dozen family members from his three families, and one of them told me he had said, after failing doing that, that one attorney said to him, you're him. This is you.
Wow.
Everything in the 50 pages of footnotes match you. And he told that to his family member who came to me. Now, I'm telling you, I don't make this up. We have these people. We have the records. So when you collectively bring all these things together, the man with the right skill sets, the man who met with the CIA in Vietnam, who went out flying from Thailand, getting into the white 737s and flying and jumping, that's all documented by his lieutenant colonel. He said he was the prime candidate. And then here he is, slowing the plane down to 250 miles an hour, and the pilots are saying, we can't do that. He says, yes, you can. I've done it.
Right.
I mean,
there's no doubt that...
I don't see something coming from the other direction. We've tried in all these years. But I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.